Mark Dakota lived a few miles down the road from me in Waterville Valley. There's only one way in and one way out of the valley, Route 49. For 6 miles, the road runs alongside the Mad River, with mountains looming on either side. One of the first buildings you see when the town finally appears is the red-painted recreation department, where Mark Dakota worked through high school. His former boss and friend, Tom Quackenbush, still works there.
When I met him, I was, you know, in the capacity to be a mentor of his. And, you know, we quickly became much more than that. In a lot of ways, he was a mentor to me. When he would be training for either the football or lacrosse seasons, sports he absolutely loved, you know, he actually compelled me to start running and working out with him.
There are 305 year-round residents in the valley. The nearest high school in Plymouth is 20 miles away.
There are usually about 35, 40 kids who hang out in my office and classroom before school. And it's usually just a bubble of high school level energy. And Monday was just silent. There were people in and out of here all day long in tears. It's very difficult. The juniors and seniors went to school with Mark, and the faculty were really upset too, because Mark was a big energy in this school.
That's Sarah Bunkley, Mark's high school drama teacher.
From the time I had met him, he had been dedicated to going into the military and wanted to go right in. He just thought that that was his calling. There's a real sense in his family of dedication to something bigger than yourself.
Despite his commitment to it and you know, it was something he knew he wanted to do and nothing would stop him. It's just one of those people that his spirit, was so intense and he was so personable. He's not the kind of person that I saw, you know, on the front lines in combat.
We had some pretty deep conversations about the darkness of war and the scariness of being away from your family and how much that would hurt.
Both Sarah Bunkley and Tom Quackenbush visited with Mark at the end of December, a few days before he deployed.
I was fortunate enough to see him at the end of December during the holiday break. He made a short visit home, and I guess he was wearing a sweatshirt of his unit. And right before we left for the night, he said, "Hey, you want to trade sweatshirts?" And I said, "Yeah, if you want to." And he said, "Yeah." He said, "I'd really like to take, you know, a Rex shirt to Afghanistan with me, and you can have my unit's shirt." So, you know, it's one of those just silly things that you do. It doesn't have any real significance necessarily at the time.
You know, he'd show up at my house and knock on the door and just come bursting in and crack stupid jokes and then leave like 3 minutes later, just because he was driving by and thought it would be fun.
Mark Dakota came home on a cold and bright Friday morning. Families and fellow classmates and soldiers lined the streets in Plymouth and removed their hats or dropped their hoods or closed their eyes or saluted as the procession passed. There were hundreds of people at the service the next day, filling the high school gymnasium. There were songs and stories from those who knew him. If you were Mark's dentist, you were his friend. If you were his teacher, he showed up at your house. If you were his boss, he soon had you out running with him in the mountains. And if you were a stranger, like me, someone from just up the road, still, the force of his life drew you out. You showed up, not just because he was a soldier who died in a faraway land, but because his nature spoke through the spirit of the community and compelled you, as though someone could be gone away from this world, yet still be making friends. For NHPR, I'm Sean Hurley.